name is Anthony Hines. For the last many years, I've been helping people to advance their career, either through job search help or through sharing my experiences so that other people will either gain from the things that I did right or learn from the things that I did wrong or that I saw in my various work environments that were right or wrong. Today I want to talk about very unnecessary mistakes that people make during their career because they just don't think or they just don't get it, okay? I want to start with this. When you accept an offer, please don't be like the type of people that accept 3 offers and then they figure out which job they're going to take on the day that they want to start. That's just wrong. Totally, totally wrong. Because if you don't think HR people talk to each other, you're crazy. Okay? You get a reputation of doing that, you'll never get a job when you really need it. Okay? And I understand a lot of times people with very skills that are very limited or hard to find can do this, but it's just not right. And the fact of the matter is, why put yourself in a situation like that where you could have a lot of bad will throughout various resources that you may have to deal with again? And remember, as I say, people talk. So don't assume that it's never going to come out you did that. Another mistake people make is they get too complacent. Okay? They say, I'm all set. I have this job. Nothing's going to happen to me. And they just stop trying. Whether that means stop trying by gaining new education or stop trying by just doing what you did a long time ago and not trying to get on new projects because you think it's basically somebody else's job to do. You have now made yourself one of those little ducks that flies around, that goes around in the shooting gallery at the amusement park, okay? The day you stop learning and the day you get complacent, you have just basically left your office and gone to an amusement park and put yourself on the shooting gallery, okay? I don't care how old you are, how young you are. I don't care where you are in your career. You cannot get complacent because things change all the time and you want to be ready for that, okay? Those are 2 things. 3 things. The third thing. People that are your superior usually have a job to do. They don't just work to make your life better or to manage you. Usually managing is a secondary aspect of their job. Make their life easier. People that don't do that and just wait for their boss to tell them what to do, again, you're asking to put yourself in a precarious situation. Don't do that. Go to your boss and be the one that says, hey, how can I help you? What can I do to increase the projects? Or what can I do to make the department better? Okay? Do that. Now, I'll give you another one. When you're in a setting with management and they're asking for opinions, speak only for yourself. Do not say, oh, I was talking to a bunch of people and they thought this or they thought that. That is wrong, people. Speak only for yourself. Let other people speak for themselves. Because being the hero doesn't work. I've done that many times where I thought I was helping people out because they didn't feel confident enough to talk for themselves. Boy, was I wrong. I lost every single time when I did that. And the fact of the matter was, I couldn't understand why. And then later I got it. Management perceives you to be somewhat of a rebel rouser if you do that. They look at you like you're stirring the drink if you do that. So the fact of the matter is that let people speak for themselves. And if they come up to you after the meeting and say, I should have said this or I should have said that, close your ears. Because people that say things like that, they're never going to say it. They're never going to say these things. So don't allow yourself to fall trap for that. I'll give you another one. Let's say you're in a room with a bunch of people and everybody's looking for opinions on how the company's doing, how the department's doing, and in the front of the room is the vice president or someone like that. If you're going to say something, make sure it's pertinent and make sure it's a great idea. Let other people do the excessive talking. You just be ready with good ideas and be ready with very concise and value-add type ideas for the department. Try to keep those ideas positive, because negativity nobody wants to hear, okay? So the fact of the matter is, be aware of that. Let other people do all the incessant talking. You'll always find one in every meeting. Someone that just talks and talks and talks and talks. Let them be the one that's doing the talking, because you're there for a reason, and you're there to make things better for you, okay? I'll give you another mistake that people make. When they get new responsibilities or they get new aspects of their job that are tasks that they're responsible for something or new items, they do not update their LinkedIn profile. Update your LinkedIn profile, because the fact of the matter is, while you're thinking of it, it's new in your mind, go and update your profile, because that way it's always there in case you need it. I mean, it's up to you if you want to do your resume. I don't have a problem either way. But at least have the notes ready in a file that if you ever need to do your resume, you got all the stuff there. I personally believe to keep your resume updated with your new responsibilities so that if something ever happens, you're always ready. But don't let your LinkedIn profile slide. When I'm helping job seekers, I sit there all the time and I'm hearing people saying, oh yeah, my LinkedIn profile, I haven't touched that in years. What are you talking about, people? What do you mean you haven't touched that in years? Go out there and get that active and get it up to date. These are unnecessary mistakes that you're making in your career that could hurt you unnecessarily. Go out and fix these things. Okay. Now I'll give you another one. People always say to me, they'll say, oh, I lost touch with this one. Well, or I lost touch with that one. Well, go find touch. Okay? Send them a LinkedIn invite. Send them a friend request if you want. And the fact of the matter is, networking a lot is not just people you don't know. It's people you do know. So networking is something you should never not do. You should always do it, because you never know who you're going to be able to help or who's going to be able to help you. So the fact of the matter is, keep your social media posts up to date and keep your friends up to date. Let me tell you what I do. If I think of a professional person that I worked with a long time ago, it takes me 30 seconds. I'll go find them on LinkedIn, I'll send them an invite, and I'll forget about it. If they want to accept the invite, they will. I'm not going to chase them. But the fact of the matter is, everybody you worked with or has worked with is a resource. Don't let them float away. Go get them all. What if you had friends in high school, friends in college? Are they all part of your LinkedIn profile? They should be. They got jobs, you know, and a lot of them probably have good jobs. And the fact of the matter is, that's a great way to build your network. So think about all your friends you don't have out there and go do it. People assume. They sit there and say, they don't want to talk to me, or I'll get to it later, or the like. Procrastination really hurts people, okay? Procrastination is not something you should allow yourself to fall into. Complacency is not something you should allow yourself to fall into. You don't have to do everything at once. Just take your first step. Let me give you an example. Recently, I said to myself, you know, I have a lot of job search tools, but they're all over the place. I'm going to start by coming up with some ideas to bring all these tools together so it's easy for people to get to them. So what did I do? I started on one thing. I said, oh yeah, I can do this. Oh yeah, I can do this. Oh yeah, I can do this. And it's still a work in progress. I won't say it's perfect, but I have a Facebook page now called the Anthony Hines Jobs Search and Career Help Now page, which is has thousands of people. Why? I just came up with the idea. And I did, then I also took off the About page, and I put everything I have and everything I do on that page. Now, obviously, I don't expect everybody who listens to this podcast to go look, listen to that, go read that page. But let me tell you, it's filled with some great stuff. All right? Why? Because they just come up with the idea, and instead of thinking about that I was going to do it someday, I just started doing a little bit. My point is, don't put off what you can do a little bit of now. Because you never know how far you're going to get. You're going to get into it, and you're going to really get it. Okay? All right. Those are some great ideas right there. All right? Let me give you another one. And that is, when you get into routines in life, don't just stick with the routine. Jump out of the routine once in a while just to see. Okay? A mind that is not working very tightly, or a mind that is not really working hard, is a mind that's wasting away. Okay? Don't allow routine to get in your way. Sure, there should be ways to make things more efficient and everything like that, but don't allow routine to shut your brain down. Okay? It's really important you do this. Now I want to talk about another really large unnecessary mistake. And that is assuming that your work friends or your work co-workers are your friends or your family. Okay? If you do that, you are set up for major disappointment in your career. Your co-workers are just that. Your co-workers. If you want to gain new friends, obviously look at your old friends. Look at your, obviously look at your family first, because they're the ones that can, that are really your blood, so they should be your closest. After God, by the way. But the fact of the matter is, if you really want to gain new friends, go work on the passion that you love. Volunteer for something you really want to do. That's something you're going to have in common with people. Those are people that are more apt to be your friends because they're not there in a work environment. They're there for a common cause. Your co-workers are your co-workers. Don't assume they're your friends. Don't assume they're your family. Because if the job ever ends, the days of seeing them are probably over. So don't allow yourself to fall into that trap. Okay? Now, a job is a very important part of your life. But it should never, and I mean never, own your life. Your life needs to be balanced at all times. And if you find yourself getting out of balance, do something about it. Again, unnecessary mistake. You don't need to get yourself out of balance just because you think if you work harder, it's going to be better. Let me tell you something, people. The company's going to be there 1,000 years after you're not around. Keep your life in balance. A job is a job. Yes, it's very important, but it doesn't own your life. Do not let your life be overtaken by any job. You're more important than any job, okay? Focus that on yourself and make sure that you do that and make sure that you are one who has balance. And when you recognize you're a little bit out of balance, step back and rebalance. Again, excuses are for losers, people. Do not make excuses. Come up with a plan or take a small step to improve yourself. Don't wait for others to help you to do it. You do it. Because you're the one who's in charge of your own career. You're the one, you are in charge of your own career. And another line I have is this. I don't care what the first letter of your name is. In my opinion, the first letter is you. The letter U. Make sure that you do this. Okay. Originally, we talked about taking a job and not showing up. Just taking multiple jobs, figure out which one you want. Another mistake that people make is on the other side. Burning their bridge when they leave a company. Oh my God, what a mistake that is. If you think that it's never going to be found out by someone, you're crazy. Under no conditions should you ever burn a bridge. Under no conditions, when you're sitting with the HR in your exit interview, should you ever, ever, ever be over the top negative about the company. The company gave you a job for a long time, okay? The fact of the matter is, whether they were challenging or not, keep it professional and keep it positive. It can only hurt you. Maybe you really want to say bad things, but it's not going to help you. So don't do it. Never burn the bridge. Never do those things. And as for social media, don't be talking bad about your boss on social media. I see that in Facebook all the time. People talk bad about their boss, and they have public in their settings in Facebook. What are you doing? What are you doing? Do you want to torpedo yourself? Can you see what I'm saying about unnecessary mistakes that people make that they just don't need to do? It's like they walk into a pit. And then they sit there and say, well, how did this happen? It happened to you. That's why it happened. So my point is, think about unnecessary mistakes. And think about things you do not have to do. Because you're already going to have enough things that are challenging in your career. So don't allow these things to happen. Another point I want to make is this. As much as we want to make business personal, business is business. It is not personal. I know everybody wants to really believe that it's personal and things only happen to them and the like. Face it, people, business is business. And sometimes it takes patience, sometimes it takes a real objective mindset, and sometimes it takes you to stand back and rethink how you see things. Okay? Remember, business is not personal. Business is business. Let's think about another mistake, and that is being overly frustrated and over-owning things. Create the solution. Present the solution on a problem that you have. Allow the process to work. And don't overly own it. Okay? That's a mistake I would make. I would continually push things because they didn't move fast enough. Big mistake. Let the process work and let the process go and go back to doing your work. Things are only going to move as fast as they're going to move. So don't push it because people will get annoyed. And there's no need for that to happen. Presented the solution, now let it happen in the course of progress. Before I was talking to you about if you're in a meeting with senior management and they want ideas and the like. Okay. This is the tough one, people. Sometimes people say they want ideas, and when you give them the ideas, don't really want to hear them. Boy, if there was a lesson that I wish I learned a long time ago in my career, it was that. Because whenever somebody would ask my opinion, I would give it. And let me just tell you, sometimes it's better to just say very little. Sometimes less is more. So what I'm telling you is, you have to really figure this out on your own. Do people really want your opinion? And if you do give an opinion, keep it concise, keep it positive. And if you have 10 ideas, give them one or two. See if those work before you start on the other 8. But that said, it's always a positive type opinion. and something that provides value to the company, not any type of venting or negative. It's not going to help you. But test that process to see if people really want to hear it by providing one idea that's positive and see where it goes. And that way you know people really want to hear your opinion. Another thing is being aware of your surroundings. A lot of people, they sit in their cube or they sit in their office and they have no idea what's going on around them. Get involved with the group. Get involved with the department. Get involved with what's going on in your environment. Have an understanding of what's happening. Just because you sit in your area and don't really get involved in these things doesn't mean things won't find you. So keep the balance and get involved with the environment of the workplace, because you don't want the environment to come to you. Okay? These are just ideas that I've come up with only because in the course of my career, some of the things have helped me and some of these things have not. And what I try to do is share my experiences so that either other people will gain from them or that other people will learn not to do them and give people a reason why they shouldn't do them. I'm sure you have other ideas that are unnecessary career mistakes, or I call them career torpedoes. Think about this. Don't let a torpedo hit you, because it's a long way to the bottom of the ocean. Okay? So don't let the torpedo hit you. You can always evade it. And that you evade it by doing the right thing for you, and by doing the right thing for the company, and by not allowing these aspects that we've discussed to creep into your life. Keep them away from you and you're better off. My name is Anthony Hines. For the last many years, I've been trying to help spread my career experiences so other people will gain from what I've learned or not make the same mistakes I did. Remember, a smart person learns from their mistakes. A smarter person learns from other people's mistakes. All I ask you to do is check out my podcast on podbean.com, and also come join my LinkedIn group. It's called the Anthony Hines Jobs Search and Career Help Group on LinkedIn. Also, too, check out my YouTube page, the Anthony Hines Job Search and Career Help Now YouTube channel. And also, check out my Facebook page, the Anthony Hines Job Search and Career Help Now Facebook page. Join them all, like them all, whatever is needed. Also, come follow me on Twitter, Anthony_V_Hines. I do these podcasts because I really want people to have a streamlined career with a lot of success, where they make a lot of money and gain a lot of satisfaction. I believe that these things are helpful because you can take these ideas and turn them into your own and make your life in the workplace, your professional life, even better. There's no reason you have to stop now, or there's no reason you have to just exist. Go for greatness, people. I've decided to do that. Sometimes I land on the ground and hit my head pretty hard. Other times I achieve it. But I never stop trying. It's about the effort, people, because you cannot always control the result, but you can always control the effort you put in to retain the result. So everyone, have a great day. And remember, whatever your name is, the name starts with the letter U. And also, your career is your responsibility. Take charge of your career. If you're in the job search mode, let me help you. Use my tools, because I'm passionate. I'm passionate about that too, because I want to end unemployment one person at a time. Have a great day. Do your best today. And remember, Every day is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.